A new kind of actor.
Good afternoon, everyone. As you probably know, I attended this film school many years ago before becoming a director, so it's a pleasure to be back here talking to students. My topic this afternoon will be synthespians. I'm hoping that this will be a discussion rather than a lecture, so feel free to ask questions as we go along. So, let's start at the beginning. What is a synthespian? Well, the word was created in the late 1980s by people who were working on early computer-generated animation films. The word is a combination of synthetic, meaning not natural, and thespian, meaning a dramatic actor.
So, a synthespian is a computer-generated actor?
Correct. Now, computer-generated cartoon characters have been with us for a long time. But synthespians are different because they look just like human beings. Young lady in the red shirt, have you got a question?
Yes. Can you give us some examples of synthespians?
Certainly. One famous example is Gollum in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Of course, Gollum is not entirely a creation of the computer. The human actor Andy Serkis gave Gollum his voice and also his facial movements and expressions. But Gollum's appearance was created by a computer. Another example is Dobby, the house elf in the Harry Potter films.
Excuse me, I've got a question.
Yes?
What's the point of synthespians? I mean, there are plenty of human actors who could do the job.
Good question. Directors have been discussing it for a long time. Many directors feel that there are great advantages. First of all, synthespians cost much less than human actors. You don't have to pay for things like health insurance, and they don't ask for huge salaries. Also, they don't grow old. All human actors will eventually grow old, but not synthespians. Finally, they don't complain or have bad moods, so they're easy to work with.
So what are the disadvantages?
I'll get to that in a minute. I just want to add something about the advantages. Sometimes the main character in a film is required to put himself in a very dangerous situation, climbing the outside of a tall building or driving a fast car in a shootout. Currently, stuntmen are used in place of actors for these scenes. If synthespians were used instead, no one would have to risk injury in order to make a film. Also, many directors have used synthespians as extras in small roles. For example, imagine that you have a crowd scene. It costs a lot of money to pay hundreds of actors to be in that scene. So it's much easier to create the characters. As you don't see each character up close, it's not that important to get every detail of the character's appearance right. Now, in answer to your question about the disadvantages, it's extremely difficult to create characters that look and act exactly like human beings. Everything has to be just right. Their behavior, the way their lips move, the way their skin looks, their hair, every detail. Viewers will find even a very small mistake. So it takes quite a long time to create these characters. Perhaps in the future, it will become easier.
What's your opinion of synthespians? Do you think they will eventually replace human actors?
That's a difficult question. You see, there's more to a character than just a look. Humans have got gestures, impulses, and feelings. I don't believe that a computer can duplicate that, but technology is developing at a very fast pace, so it might be possible in the future. Right, if there are no more questions, we'll move on to the next part of this discussion. How synthespians are created. Please look at your notes.